Hey everyone, welcome to another episode of That's All Funny, episode number 559. Damn, bitch, fine. Dude, today it's what, the weekend? I'm just relaxing. Slept all day. Literally, I called in, I slept all day like a fucking piece of shit. It felt good. I kept having dreams where I felt like I was actually awake, but I wasn't. You know, those Dramamine type dreams. But, whatever, I slept, I'm up, recording some random gaming shit. It was actually fun. I was playing a couple of games, one called Cell Blazers, that I thought was gonna be kind of, like, weird, but I actually kind of got, like, once you get past, like, the weird learning curve, it was actually pretty entertaining. And, I mean, I had to connect, like, a mouse and a keyboard and use my controller because I'm such an old gamer that I need a controller. But I actually got used to it. It was actually pretty entertaining. Once you get past like the learning curve, it's fun. And then another game called what was it called? Please Stop Crying. That was fun. You should play that game. Please Stop Crying. That's fun. It's only like $3 on Steam. It's a fun little game. It's very real life. These games are very much like real life, but that'll be on the channel live if you want to see that. Me just playing games and talking shit like I do. But yeah, let's check out the news because there's a lot of random news here. Let me see. I need to go grocery shopping too. I'm going to do that tomorrow. I got some packages I need to drop off and some groceries I need to shop. I got coupons at the Dollar General. So the news here. So you're gonna, okay. Lizzo shares I quit message on Instagram, says she is tired of being put up with being dragged. Okay. So yeah, I know Lizzo, look, she shared an Instagram post here. I'm getting tired of putting up with being dragged by everyone in my life and on the internet. All I want is to make music and make people happy and help the world be a little better than how I found it, but I'm starting to feel like the world doesn't want me in it. I'm constantly up against lies being told about me for clout and views, being the butt of the joke every single time because of how I look, my character being picked apart by people who don't know me and disrespecting my name. I didn't sign up for this shit. I quit. And then a peace sign emoji, but it's like a black person's hand peace sign emoji because she's a black person. So I don't know what she's quitting. She just says she's quit. She quit. I don't think she's quitting eating because that's kind of her thing, that she stays overweight. I don't think she's going to quit music because how else is she going to fund her food, all the food that she needs to eat? And yeah, I mean, I don't know. I mean, her music's not bad. I'm not into it. And I think a lot of people make fun of her because they care, because she's fat. No, I don't know. She's just easy to make fun of. Fat people have always been easy to make fun of. Like, it's just a classic trope, you know, fat. Oh, you're fat. It's hilarious. You know, fat people doing skinny people things is hilarious. You know, it's just funny. Of course, you know, now what? You're fat phobic if you make fun of fat people, or fat phobia, or I don't know what it's called. Right, lardophobia. But Lizzo, she's a public figure, a big old figure. Nah, she's gonna get made fun of. Like, what can you do but like just deal with it? And I think it really got to her when all these accusations came out of her having those like weird ass sex parties and sticking bananas in like women's vaginas and dudes' buttholes and stuff. Which I don't think she's really denied it. So. I could see her being like a weird person and then trying to hide behind the fact that she's, well, y'all are just trying to bring me down because I'm an overweight black female. And it's like, no, it's just because you're weird. Not that that's a bad thing, but you need to not use your power for, you know, sexual shit like that. You know, don't go the Diddy route. We've all know what happened to Diddy. Doing that. So yeah, but prayers to Lizzo. She needs it all Easter. She's gonna go eating all the eggs and the rabbit and everything, and the bread of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, because Christ is King. Next here on the news, 7 hurt after Newark-bound United flight experiences turbulence. I don't know, 7 people were hurt, none seriously, after a United plane headed to New York experienced high turbulence. Dude, I don't know what's up with these planes. Like, a lot of people are, it's coming out that they get, like, fucked up on planes, you know? It's like, and again, I think it's because the engineers and the pilots and all that that are coming up that are new to it are not being trained correctly, or they're retarded. They're not being trained correctly. Like, they're not hiring the right people for the right jobs. They're just hiring people based off of race or gender or other stuff, and not going off of, oh shit, this person really knows how to build a plane or fly a plane or handle people on a plane. And I don't know. I would never want to fly a plane. Like I said, if God wanted us to fly, he would have given us wings. But whatever. I'm not a plane person. I'm barely even an automobile person, let alone a walking person. So, you know, it's weird that all this is coming out, though, at the same time. So, just stay safe if you're going to travel, especially for Easter or the eclipse or any of the other random shit that you might be traveling for, you know. Speaking of the eclipse, Canada's Niagara region declares a state of emergency to prepare for an influx of eclipse viewers. So they've declared a state of emergency as it prepares to welcome up to 1 million visitors to Niagara Falls on the Canada side. Because apparently there's two sides here. There's the American side and the Canada side. I guess the Canada side is weaker and more of a pussy, because they're declaring a state of emergency, getting ready for people to show up for the eclipse. And the city is in the path of totality, where the moon will entirely block the sun's rays for a few minutes. Niagara Falls said, the mayor said earlier in March that he expects most visitors his city has ever seen in a single day. So dude, the dam, I mean, the Niagara Falls, where the river is or whatever, the waterfall might fucking, with all the people standing there, the millions, it might just break. And then, I didn't kill my wife. I don't care. I didn't kill my wife. I don't care. I know. I don't care. Nah. I don't know. I don't see the big deal with the eclipse. If I have to, I'll go outside and see it. But I don't really care. It's, what is the eclipse? It's dark. That's basically what it is, right? It's dark and you just deal with it. Whatever. People on Ramadan can cheat because they can... the sun's out and then it's dark and they can grab a pack of Lay's sour cream potato chips and eat that shit real quick while it's in totality, and bam, you got yourself Ganesh's loophole or whatever their god is. What is their god? Ganesh? Something like that, right? The weird elephant god with 8 arms or something. Speaking of gods, Pope skips Good Friday event to preserve health ahead of Easter, Vatican says. He's like a wrestler. He's skipping the house shows to get to the main events. Pope Francis skipped the traditional Good Friday procession at Rome's Colosseum to protect his health, the Vatican said, making a last-minute decision that added to concerns about his frail condition during a particular busy period. So yeah, he's having to be a working champion right now, because this Easter is kind of like their WrestleMania, and he has to actually come out and do shit, but he's all sick. And I don't get it, like, when people are sick, they go to the Pope and they kiss him or whatever, or he kisses them, whatever weird magic shit that goes down, right? He does the triangle sign and shoots it at them, at their head. Why can't the Pope just like kiss himself, you know, like kiss his own boo-boos and then they go away? Wouldn't that work? Or is that like flawed magic logic in the Christ is King type thing, you know? I feel like that would work. You know, like in their world, that would work. If he kissed himself, he would heal himself, you know. And I'm not saying like a passionate kiss, just a little. Even if he uses his drool on a wound, you know, it'll heal it. But that's the Pope. I guess he's sick and he's getting ready for Easter. I'm sure they'll use AI or something to have him pop up, like a projection. Ooh, sorry, man. I keep yawning. It's fucking like 5 a.m. and I'm just here chilling. I got other stuff to do. What I have to do tomorrow. So I have to do schoolwork. I have to sleep. I have to eat. I have to go, like I said, drop off those packages. So there's a lot to do. so much time and so little to do. But yeah, maybe they'll get Wonka to replace the Pope. That'd be cool. Wonka. Crisis King. Lastly here on the news, spinning and whirling, strange fish behavior sparks emergency government response. And so the U.S. government is mounting an emergency response in an effort to save a unique and endangered fish found off the coast of Florida. So apparently it's a type of sawfish that is acting all weird and wonky, and they don't know why, and they're trying to save it so it doesn't die. And I'm just like, dude, I don't know how to say this in a nice way. Who cares? Like, we're really dying. Like, people are dying out here. You know, Lizzo's here, like, causing the world to... She might leave music, and, you know, and the Pope is sick, and the eclipse is coming, and the rocket's red glare, the bombs bursting in air, the Russia's about to go to war. They're sending rockets to the moon conveniently when the eclipse is going down. And here you are like, you know what? We got to save this random swordfish from dying because it's acting weird. And then it's like, well, you're the ones that made the frogs gay with the fucking fluoride and Bohemian Grove and all that. So it's kind of your fault, right? You're trying to do an Iron Man and be the hero to the problem you've caused. Like, why should we thank you if you're the one causing the problem after you solve it, you know? I don't know. I'm just tired of the world. I'm tired of people. And then, I got a lot of homework to do. And I don't know. Maybe we just need to... We really need to read Charlie and the Chocolate Factory and understand that Wonka is the better way to go than Christ. Because Willy Wonka himself is kind of like Jesus in a way, giving birth and healing. Well, he didn't give birth, but I mean, like getting people reborn and healing and passing judgment and just making the world a better place with chocolate and other, you know, stuff like the glass elevator that they really should do a movie about, because that was the actual sequel instead of just doing prequels. You know, the glass elevator, which is kind of like going to heaven and ascending, you know, like Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior did. So yeah, Wonka is king. Understand that. And understand also that that's all funny. Thank you for listening to the podcast. That's all funny. Available to our podcast, really. That's all funny. I have a podcast with my buddy Kate called That's All Kayfabe. We're talking about wrestling and wrestling. Check that out. That's All Kayfabe. Search for it. If you want to see video versions of this and the other podcasts, check out the YouTube channel, youtube.com/@LorenzoAriola. Got video versions of that. I also play games on the weekends. Got recordings of that. And also do a live show with the wonderful Mint Salad called Tits and Areolas. That's where we watch a movie. Well, we talk about a movie we watch and then play a little game. That's on Tuesdays at 8 o'clock Central, 9 o'clock Eastern PM. Live on Twitter or X and YouTube. Check that out. If you want to support the podcast anymore, check out the Patreon, patreon.com/LorenzoAriola. $5 a month gets you everything. Early episodes, bonus episodes, ad-free episodes, deleted episodes. If you want to buy any merch for the podcast, check out the website www.retrohorroring.com. You got merch, t-shirts, stickers, prints, all the art done by the great at Retro Horror Inc. on Instagram and Twitter. Check them out there. The Bret Hart graphic art. Get it while you can, while it's hot. Check me out, Lorenzo Ariola, on Twitter and Instagram. Thanks to all you.
If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.